Chapter 2. April, 1885.
Louisa, dear, just see that the bishop isn't left alone, will you?
Louisa looked down the sloping meadow from Mrs. Lee Waters' Richmond house to watch the Honourable Frederick Lane, Bishop of Harget, enter one of the tea tents. Harget was in his 40s, young for a bishop, marginally handsome, and lately had made no secret he was hanging out for a wife. Lady Louisa Scranton, unmarried, her father dying in scandalous circumstances which had left the family nearly penniless, must be, in Mrs. Lee Waters' eyes, in want of a husband. Harget fit the criteria for an aristocrat's daughter. Wealthy, second son of an earl, successful in his own right. Harget had reached his status young, but he had connections, many of whom were here at this garden party, attended by Mrs. Lee Waters' hand-picked guests. A bishop's wife would have money, respect, and standing. Louisa was highly aware she needed to marry well. In fact, she'd entered the season this year with every intention of doing so. So why, when it came to the sticking point, did she feel a great reluctance to be alone with Harget?
"Of course, Mrs. Lee Waters," Louisa made herself say. "I'll look after him."
"Thank you, my dear."
Mrs. Lee Waters beamed at her.
"I'll have Louisa married off in no time," the lady was no doubt thinking. "Quite a feather in my cap when I do."
Louisa gave her a kind smile and hurried after the bishop. Mrs. Lee Waters' house commanded a view down a hill to the river. The April day was a fine one, the weather not too hot, clouds in the sky but not threatening rain. The land stretched away on the other side of the river to be swallowed in haze. The expanse of lawn had been commandeered for the garden party, with seats and little tables scattered about, pathways lined with ribbon, a croquet set being brought out by the footman. Ladies in blues, greens, yellows, golds, lavenders, and russets moved about, the spring breeze stirring feathers, ribbons, braid, and false fruits stuck into the ladies' hats. Gentlemen in casual suits of monochrome grey or tweed filtered through the ladies. Tea had been served in the tea tents at the bottom of the hill, and many guests still carried cups and little plates of treats. An idyllic English afternoon. The guests chatted to each other as they waited to begin the croquet match, which would be cutthroat and rather expensive. Members of high society gambled fiercely at everything. Louisa ducked away from them into the white canvas tea tent, which was empty except for the Bishop of Harget and white-draped tables holding tea things. The elegant china cups and saucers were patterned with sprays of roses, as were the three-tiered trays with the remains of pettifores and profiteroles. As most of the party had already refreshed themselves, only a few clean plates and cups remained.
"Ah, Lady Louisa,"
Harget said, sounding pleased.
"Have you come to join me?"
"Mrs. Lee Waters did not want you left on your own."
"She's a kind lady, is our hostess."
Harget looked at Louisa with every eagerness, which Louisa found odd in a man her father had done his best to ruin. Louisa's father, Earl Scranton, had convinced other men to give him money for investments, which were either never made or failed utterly. Earl Scranton had been paying the first investors with what the others had given him, pretending the money came from his cleverness at buying the right stocks. Finally, when his true investments failed, he had to confess he could pay none of the money back. In the space of a day, Earl Scranton had moved from respectable and wealthy to complete ruin. A good many other gentlemen's fortunes had gone with his. Harget hadn't lost everything, but he'd lost much, though he'd managed to build it back in a relatively short time. Louisa moved calmly to a table, trying to behave as though none of it had happened. A lady wasn't supposed to know about or understand such things in any case.
"Tea, Your Grace."
"Of course, thank you."
Louisa had been taught to be an expert at pouring tea. She trickled the soothing liquid into two china cups, dropped a lump of sugar and a dollop of cream into the bishop's tea, and handed...